The Disappeared by M. R. Hall. Read by Fenella Woolgar. During her 6 months as coroner for the Seven Vale District, Jenny Cooper had known only a handful of corpses remain unidentified for more than a day or two. Jane Doe, or JD0110, had been wrapped in her white plastic shroud at the Vale Hospital's mortuary for over a week. Owing to the backlog of bodies awaiting post-mortem, she remained unopened and unexamined. She had been washed up on the English side of the Severn estuary and was blonde, 5 feet 8 inches tall, had no body hair, and had been partially eaten by gulls. For the purposes of identification, Jenny had insisted that glass eyeballs be fitted, an unnatural blue. They gave her face a doll-like quality. Alison Trent, the coroner's officer, had arranged for a number of potential identifiers to attend the mortuary late on a Friday afternoon, but at the last minute she had been called away, so Jenny left the office to preside at the mortuary herself. It was the final week of January. Freezing sleet slanted from a gunmetal sky as Jenny arrived to find a group of a dozen or so waiting in the unmanned reception area of the mortuary building. Most were middle-aged parents who wore expressions of dread, masking deeper feelings of guilt and shame. "How did it come to this?" their grim faces seemed to say. Jenny warned them that the body might not be instantly recognizable, and provided the details of a private...